The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So happy new year, and my best wishes for a happy year this year. And grateful for the opportunity to have this first Sunday of the year be to include our meditation practice together and teaching. And I hope that this meditation that we do, that you do, is a great support for you in this coming year and helps bring you lots of equanimity, lots of warmth and goodness and goodwill, and brings benefit to you and through you into the world. So thank you. And as an introduction to this meditation and to the teachings, there's an ancient text that's called the Malindapana, the questions of King Malinda. It's a king who engages in conversation with a Buddhist monk. It's a record of this conversation from about the year zero, I guess, around the turn of the millennia. And the monk says, explains that the primary characteristic of the Dharma is non-harming. So I like to think of this, the primary quality, the primary purpose, the primary orientation, manifestation of what in Buddhism we call the Dharma is non-harming, harmlessness. And so as we sit today, we might keep that in mind. And how do we sit? How do we meditate without causing any harm? How do we relate to the mind that wanders off? How do we relate to maybe the inability to get focused and present? And how do we relate to the challenges that we sit here and practice with? And how can we practice mindfulness, clear awareness and recognition of our life as it unfolds, while also not adding any harm, without hurting ourselves in doing so? And so to have this dedication, this peaceful dedication, as we sit. And one of the ways to support this movement towards very deep and thorough and harmlessness in our lives is to meditate rather simply, without a lot of goals or a lot of complicated ideas of what should or shouldn't be, but to sit quietly here with the present moment experience. And we can use, if it works for you, breathing. Breathing as a grounding to the present moment. Breathing as support to keep it all simple. Breathing as a way of discovering an ease and a relaxation and a naturalness that carries with it a kind of a harmlessness. Breathing in a harmless way. So assuming a meditation posture and gently closing the eyes. And with some maybe generosity and care for yourself to make some adjustments in the posture. It could be quite small. Maybe the ways it allows the shoulders to free up a little bit. If you flap your elbows, maybe free up any holding in the arms and the hands. Perhaps by slightly, ever so slightly, maybe swaying back and forth, you can make a small adjustment in your spine so it's more comfortable and more present. and to then feel the bottom of your spine, and maybe you'll feel there a solidity, a groundedness, the weight of your body and underneath the bottom of your spine, the contact with, if you're sitting in a chair or in a cushion, that contact. And then slowly, almost as if you could do it vertebrae by vertebrae, move your attention up your spine, making ever so small, minute adjustments to see if you can have the weight of your body balanced on the vertebrae. Perhaps a slight pulling in of the spine between the shoulder blades. It lets the chest come out and be a little bit more open. Just gently. It brings it a little bit more alertness and intentionality to being here in the present moment. And as you come up to the neck, as you get to the last vertebrae before the skull, can you make a little space between that vertebrae and the skull by slightly tipping your head up and forward and up? The crown of the head goes up a little bit, the chin comes down. And then with that column of the spine, this works better if you're sitting upright, but with a column of your spine, like a pole from which everything else can hang, take a few long, slow, deep breaths and let everything hang as you exhale. Letting the shoulders hang and be held, rather than you holding your shoulders. Maybe your heart center too can relax and be held within the body rather than you holding it up and tight or contracted, relaxing the heart center. And perhaps softening the belly. And maybe that takes a little bit more intentionality to let the belly relax and spread outwards, bulge outwards. And then breathing naturally in a normal way. With a gentle touch, a gentleness of awareness, but a committed awareness. As if you're very gently picking up a little injured animal, but you do so definitively because you don't want it to fall or to cause it more hurt. So gently become aware of your body breathing. And if you drop out of the control tower in the head that thinks and analyzes and watches, and drop into the sensations of breathing in your body. Allow yourself to feel how the body experiences breathing. as if you're laying down something that's fragile that you're being careful with. At the end of the exhale, let the exhale continue a bit longer, as if you're gently laying it down. And then rather than picking up the inhale, be available, be receptive to the inhale beginning on its own, as if the inhale is finding you, putting down the exhale, letting go of it at the end, and receiving the inhale when it comes to you. The relaxing, that part of your body that's most associated with thinking. For some people, the brain, the forehead, around the eyes. Quieting in the control tower, giving it a rest. The control tower becomes softer and quieter. Like becoming quiet going into a library, becoming quiet in the mind so that you can go into the experience of breathing, being sensitive to it, alert to it. In whatever way you're breathing, whether it's comfortable or uncomfortable, whether you're controlling it or not controlling it, it's all okay. And you might very gently offer a silent, maybe more silent than silent, nod of affirmation. A yes to the experience of breathing. You are going to be harmless to what your inner experience is like, meaning you allow it to be as it is, but you stay aware of it. Riding the waves of breathing in and breathing out. Surfing on the exhale all the way to the bottom of the wave. Allowing yourself to receive and be picked up, buoyant by the inhale. Allowing yourself to become simple. A simplicity which is causing no harm. Just sitting here, breathing mindfully. Remembering to notice and let go of your thinking, especially as you exhale. Every exhale is an occasion for letting go of thinking and letting go into an intimacy with the body breathing. With increased sensitivity to breathing, we also notice how breathing shifts and changes the pattern of breathing, sometimes because of what we start thinking about or reacting to or concerned with. Maybe the breathing becomes shallower, tighter, shorter. If you notice shifts in your breathing, you might see if you can relax into the breathing more. Soften the torso, the belly, the chest, as a way of returning from being preoccupied by things, returning more fully to the present. breathing easily, breathing with a sense of assurance, comfort, and safety. Just the body breathing itself. The breathing content with itself can be a reference for a path to greater and greater well-being, peace, and deep, satisfying contentment and ease. And to begin having some sense of this possibility in meditation can also give you some kind of sense that it's also possible for other people, that others who are anxious can also experience calm, that those who are hateful can experience love, that those who are greedy can experience contentment and generosity, and that those who suffer can experience happiness or well-being. The more we know it for ourselves, the more it can inspire us to support this possibility for others. Inspire us to live a life where we are harmless to others and others feel safe with us, so that they too can breathe easily. They too can begin to touch into their capacity for peace and happiness, love. And as we come to the end of this meditation, maybe using yourself as a reference for what's possible, to be inspired to wish others peace and happiness and well-being, to wish that may all others, all beings, be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be healthy. And may all beings be free. And may it be in 2021 that we find ways, small and large, to support the welfare and happiness of others. May we meditate, and the goodness and the benefits of meditation be expressed and manifested in a life that makes the world a better place for everyone. May all beings be happy.